I'd like to call the meeting to order. Requirements of the Open Public Meeting Law, PL 1975, Chapter 231, have been satisfied, and that adequate notice of this meeting has been published in the Star Gazette and posted on the bulletin board at Borough Hall, stating the time, place, and purpose of the meeting as required by law. You all please rise and join me in saluting our flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Have the roll call, please.
McDonald.
Here.
Heinrich.
Here.
Moon.
Here.
Conry.
Here.
Thompson.
Present.
Kumko.
Here.
First off, we have a resolution 47-2015 on your desk. For the treatment works approval for the South Prospect Street sewer project. So how about if we get that out of the way first?
So moved.
Second. Right,
thank you. Any discussion on that? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
Well, Rob, and I think we determined has to abstain?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's the next one. And any abstentions? Robin abstains. Okay. Just as an FYI, the governor's office had a real quickie budget teleconference today.
Mm-hmm.
Christine and I looked at it, got in on it. I guess the thing that we need to really know about is that there will be no cut to municipal aid this year, so we can plan on that being flat. A couple other notes I have that really don't apply to us, unless, Chris, you have anything you wanted to add from what you heard.
The municipal aid was the biggest one. They are making a pension contribution. Were you on the call?
Yeah,
I didn't go to the call because I took a message at 157.
Yeah, 1.3 million is going
into
the
pension. Yeah, right. 1.3
billion.
Is that everybody's pension or this?
It's the New Jersey state pension system.
Yeah, state pension. And they discussed some health benefits, but
they're looking for kind of conversion of the pension from the current system into 401k type.
Yeah.
And higher contributions for health insurance from employees.
Question.
That's what they intimated, at least.
Yeah.
I don't know. When the governor spoke, maybe he said.
That's what he said.
That's what he said. Okay. I didn't hear what he said.
Yeah, I wasn't on the call. I was listening for the whole hour of speech. But that's
okay.
Basically.
You have more patience than I do.
Yeah.
I do too.
Yeah, Rich?
With the generator that we got last year, would that have any effect in that?
No, that's still safe.
No.
Okay, when is that going to be done?
As soon as we finish our hazard mitigation plan, which we are currently working very hard on.
That's one here and one one for here and one for the Grove Rock.
That is for here.
Yeah.
For here.
That's correct.
Okay.
So we can be a warming station / shelter.
And we can open our fire bay doors.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, and on to budget. I'll turn it over to Chris and Natasha for anything you want to introduce us to or anything like that.
Okay, some brief highlights of the budget. I think you received all the handouts from me. You saw all the departmental requests, and these, as usual, are remaining flat. There are several places of increases. I didn't go through and mark all of the increases, but one I do know is buildings and grounds, only because we've had so many problems in all of our buildings, especially this one. I've been slowly and gradually increasing the staff budget to cover some of those expenses that we've incurred with the heat in the air, hot water heaters going, et cetera. So that's one item.
Again?
Well, over the years they have.
Okay.
I anticipate more things failing.
Okay.
As the building
aged.
Did
you replace that last year, right?
We did.
And how's the furnace?
The furnace has been fine. Aren't you warm?
No,
there's still work to do on the air conditioning system.
There is
That's
still work
question.
To do on the
yeah.
air conditioning system. Right now, I believe there is a typo in my memo, which I apologize about. The increase in the budget is in taxes is $47,000, which is one penny on its
assessed
value. A little bit more. What do you have the actual?
Like 1.7.
1.7? Okay.
A penny's worth 38,000 still, is it?
Yeah. 37,124.
So I guess basically, aside from any questions that you have about the budget, the bottom line is this governing body looking to keep the budget flat without having any increase. Remember, last year we lowered the budget. This year we gave money back to the residents in their sewer bills. We do have a way, if this governing body wants to keep a flat budget, to make that happen. We just need a little bit of input from you. One way is to take out the $10,000 increase to the library. And we just found out today that the police will only be increasing their budget by $10,000, which gives us $40,000. And you can correct me if I'm wrong.
$40,000 that we could take off.
Right, correct.
I kind of anticipated
anticipated
a bigger increase.
Right, we did.
Okay. They had a lot of retirements and new guys, so that's where it came from.
Right, that's where that savings came from. So we are able to make up the $47,000 increase in taxes if council wants to stay with a flat budget. That's what Natasha and I would recommend to this governing body. We would not lower taxes. We just gave money back. With the sewer billing, we would recommend a flat budget.
And does this include the $100,000 extra that Mr. Higgins requested for the streets?
Yeah.
It's $200,000.
$200,000
for paving. Oh, $200,000 now.
But it was $100,000 more than last year. Isn't that what he requested?
Oh, okay. So he wants $300,000?
No, we gave him $100,000 last year. He wanted an additional $100,000.
Yeah, so it's $200,000
all
total. Yeah.
No? No, 100. The year before it was.
We had $263,000 in the budget last year.
Right.
$200 for streets and roads, some 25 something for fire.
Right, but we're just talking streets and roads.
Yeah, $200 last year. So is he looking for $300 this year?
No, we had.
You see, he asked for $100 last year.
Okay.
And then
so
he wanted to increase it.
Okay, there's $200,000
about 50 last year.
There's $200,000 for streets and roads right now in the budget.
That is what he would request, yes.
Okay.
Okay. Let's make sure he knows that, because I know that will be one of his first questions.
Now, on the library, I just want to add to what Christine said.
I don't know. I haven't heard.
No.
I just want to add to what Christine said about the library is The library has mandatory funding that state calculates for us, and it's based on the population.
Mm-hmm.
And based on the formula that state has and, you know, applicable to every library in New Jersey, we only owe the library $147,227.62. Last year, when their funding went down from 157 from 2013 to 152 in 2014, this governing body said, no, we want to keep it at 157 and give them the same money.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess, Christine, my question is, are we leaving it at 157 and giving them above what the state says they have to have in order to function for this type of population, or are we dropping it to 147, which is what the state says we have to give them?
Yeah, I would like to keep it at where it was last year.
I would stick on that.
You know,
just the same flat amount, so what that they got last year and the year before,
yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Because it's only cutting
$10,000?
Right. Well, your budget, your taxes overall right now, overall up $47,000. So if this governing body desires to keep the taxes flat, we need to cut $47,000. So we were looking from 40 from the police, and I was looking to give the budget, the library, basically what the state requires for libraries to have. Now, if you tell me that you want the libraries to keep the extra, then, you know, we'll have to look at the other places to cut.
Would it be that bad if we, and don't jump over the, at me, but if we took it out of the streets, there's such a large number there, we'll just take the 10 out of there.
But the streets are crumbling.
Yeah,
I don't think we should take it out of the streets.
I mean, you know, on a big scale, and
so with the 40,000 coming out,
I don't live in Washington, so it's easier for me to say. But on a big scale, $10,000, even if you leave it in the budget, is not that big of an increase if you spread it on the entire population of Washington Borough.
That's about a quarter of a cent increase.
Correct.
Yeah, so that's
but the $10,000 on the road might get you another, you know, till the next block of paving. So,
well, going reversing what I even said, too, I think that with the streets, we've really got to start evaluating putting even more money into that over the next couple of years.
Yes.
If this DOT stuff isn't going to turn around.
Well, as our debt is going down, you know, freeing up debt service money, you know, we can kind of transfer it to that, and that's kind of what we've been doing.
What should we do?
You know, as the debt goes down, the debt service goes down.
Put the money into streets.
It's going into infrastructure, you know, not necessarily entirely into roads. Some of it's the municipal building. It's infrastructure.
Yeah,
one of the things that the library is talking about is we have a shared service agreement with schools right now. So we have a part-time library director.
Right.
Who's really doing more work than she's getting paid for, but it's still not enough. So we're talking about hiring a full-time library director, and there's a full-time librarian's position that we've had trouble filling, and just not filling that, and taking the money from that to make up for whatever would be with the full-time library director.
Which I can tell you just from sitting on that board that... It seemed like a great idea to do the shared services, and it's worked for a while, in the long run, it's not the best.
Well, during a lot of that time, too, we did have a full-time librarian, which caught up with a lot of that slack.
Right. But then we couldn't fill that position.
Now we don't. We get somebody, they last 2 or 3 months, and then they move to another spot that pays more.
Would the school be kicking more money for that if it was full-time?
No. What would happen is whatever we kick into the school... would be coming back to us, you know, because they would have the school librarian full-time then.
And we would just have our own librarian.
Yeah, they would have a full-time librarian.
Then we have to go out and hire one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But then again, we're not bound by the school librarian.
Right, there's a 60-day out clause in that.
Sorry, I'm
late. No problem.
Okay, so we took the $40,000 out of the police, where we know we have the savings. So the impact now on the taxes is $7,003. So if council...
I'm sorry, I wasn't paying attention. $7,003 for what?
Tax increase.
Tax increase.
Right here.
Budget increase.
Budget increase. No,
tax increase.
Okay.
Not the budget increase.
So then the taxes will what?
$7,000.
Yeah, but on homeowner would be...
Oh, boy. Minimal.
A couple of pennies a year.
Yeah, like...
A couple of pennies a year.
So it's basically nearly flat.
It would be
nearly
flat.
Flat,
correct.
And, you know, and Christine and I need directions from you guys. If you say we absolutely want to say that the taxes are flat, then we'll have to go, you know, line by line and decide where you tell us to cut $7,000.
Okay, here's the bottom line. How much do we have left over out of last year's budget?
$294,000?
That's right.
Hi. You mean reserve?
What was left out of last year's budget?
Which is what we would put into reserve.
Are you asking me what's our surplus? Are you asking how much money we didn't spend?
How much money didn't we spend last year?
$300,000.
$300,000.
Oh, sorry, I'm lying. I looked at you.
$294,000. Okay. What's our surplus?
$1,000,005.
So
we're using almost $800,000 of it back in the budget. So we're leaving the surplus roughly at the same level as it was last year.
Really? And we're looking to cut $47,000?
Seven.
$7,000? There's your answer.
We can increase the surplus if that's what the governing body desires. And the
last year we were at 1.3, right?
Surplus?
1.4.
1.4 something.
Okay, so we're at 1.5 now, right?
Right. Basically, what I anticipated last year in the budget is that what I felt comfortable we can regenerate. Because you don't want to drop back to the old numbers.
No. So. But last year I thought we took $700,000. Right?
We took $700,000.
We used $700,000 last year.
I think we took $750,000.
So that left us with.
We took $750,000 last year, and I put $787,000 this year.
Okay. So if we didn't spend $294,000, how much is rolling over into surplus this year?
Well, you didn't spend it as of December.
Correct.
Don't forget your December bills
right.
come in January, so part of the $294,000 will be spent.
Okay. So, in all actuality, we had about $900,000 left over. Right? Well,
how,
if we used, if we had $1.4 million last year,
yes.
You have to explain this every year to me.
You had a surplus of $1.4.
Right.
You took, that's what's sitting in your savings account.
You took $700,000 out.
I took $750,000.
Okay, so we had $650,000 there.
Yes.
So last year, how did we go from $650,000 at the end of last year to $1.5 million this year?
No, you're mixing two things.
Okay.
Your surplus is basically a result of all the operation. It has a lot of different pots where the money comes from to make that saving account.
Okay.
Or your rainy day fund, or, oh my God, something happened and I have
to... Or we didn't spend a lot that was in the budget.
This surplus is generated through a lot of things. It's generated through what hasn't been spent two budgets before, not last year
right.
budgets, but two budgets before. It's if you anticipated collection rate of 95%, but you collected 96%, that extra percentage goes into surplus. If you anticipated miscellaneous revenue of $50,000 and you collected $70,000, that extra $20,000 goes into surplus. There's a lot of factors that go in. Like, we had inner funds, you know. Those inner funds, once we eliminated them, actually boosted our surplus.
Correct.
Okay? So all those factors played into the surplus number, and if you look at financial statements that were done this year, it has a page that shows exactly where the numbers, you know, amounts came into surplus. So the 1.5, that's our December 31st saving account. This is everything the town has in case of disaster, so we can do the project, so we can do the capital, one-time revenues, you know, for the streets and roads and other items. So out of this 1.5, we already took $787,000 to give back to the residents to lower the burden. You know.
It's their money anyway.
Right. Well, it's their money, correct. So we're lowering the burden on the taxpayers by handing back what we've saved up, more than half of what we've saved up. Okay.
Okay.
The $294,000 that you're saying was left over at the end of 14 is has nothing to do with surplus. That's
all right, so here's the bottom line. Out of that $294,000, if we spend $194,000 of that for the bills that are due in December, we have $100,000 left.
You will have $100,000 in December 15 going into
next year.
Into next year's service.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that then would be... They're a year behind in surplus, correct?
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The budget cycle is 12 months plus 12 months, so what goes to surplus is what was in the books that wasn't spent
before.
In 13. It came into 15.
Okay.
So one way to flatten the taxes
right.
is to take the $7,000 out of...
Put it back, put
right.
more in surplus.
Seven, and it would be 787...
Plus another 7, so
plus
797.
Plus another 7, and then you have a flat budget.
With an increase in the streets.
$200,000 we have for the streets and roads.
I think that's $200,000 last year.
No, we had $100,000 last year.
$100,000.
Right.
That not being enough. So we can increase streets and roads $100,000, keep taxes the same.
Correct.
And that's for taking the $52,000 out from the $10,000 from the library and...
No,
no, that's
library,
leaving that in.
We're funding the library above what the state tells
okay.
us to fund.
But you said, she said something about taking $40,000 out of the police contract.
We took, right. What I budgeted when I thought for the 15 is I banked for them to do a 2% increase.
Right.
Because I thought they're going to go to the cap. We got a text literally, what, 4 o'clock, 3 o'clock today saying is they estimate... the increase only being $10,000 above 2014 numbers. So I now...
They estimate or they set...
Well, no.
They're
meeting on Saturday.
Yeah, they are meeting on Saturday.
They anticipated to be $10,000.
Preliminary. And like the mayor had said earlier, they've lost a lot of their higher-ranking officers
yeah.
and they're bringing in rookies. So I mean, this is where
yeah.
the savings is coming
yeah.
from.
Retrition.
That's a big savings.
So.
Did we get their numbers like we were supposed
to? Not yet. They're meeting Saturday.
No, they're meeting Saturday, and then we'll get their numbers.
So we're supposed to get them twice a year.
Yeah, well, we always get excuses, so, but they're meeting Saturday, and I've spoken to Pete today.
They took us to court for that, right? Right.
Arbitration. Arbitration, yes. It was a good day.
They still went to court. It's a good day.
It was a good day.
And they're not following through on their deal, right?
So, I guess what, yes, the horn, what I'm looking for is,
do we want to take the 7,000 out of
surplus
to have a flat budget?
Financially, are you comfortable with that?
$7,000 is not going to kill it, right?
$10,000 is minuscule.
Well, the way I look at it is, I'll put the 7,000. You know, when we start working on 16 budget, well, obviously we're going to look at surplus at the end of 16 and say, last year we anticipated 795,000. We can't afford anticipating 795,000. We can only anticipate 750 or 700 because of the number in the surplus, and we weren't able to regenerate. And then we'll have to make hard decisions about 2016 budget.
Okay, so it could bite us next year.
For
it could, but I don't anticipate seven is going to kill us.
Right.
That's the worst case scenario.
Right. That is worst case.
She always puts in like comfortable regenerating.
Right.
Right.
So far we've been able to regenerate the same.
So I don't think seven is going to kill us, because if the governor does what he's supposed to do with pension, maybe my pension number is going to go down because I don't want to have all those.
I know that after today.
Well, he said he's going to convert to a different type of pension.
We'll all be paying more in health insurance,
and
too.
And we will pay any more in health insurance.
Our health insurance numbers will be going down.
It's hard to tell what 16 bills are going to come out. It's hard to tell if I'm going to have state aid in 16.
Right. Your crystal ball is no better than mine.
If it was, I would be working on a Wall Street making millions of dollars.
Is that your side job?
In spare time.
Okay, so do we want to take the extra 7,000 out of surplus?
We just take off this year.
I'm sorry?
17.
Yeah.
We're paying it off in
17.
The sewer debt, is that what the question was?
Yeah.
In 2017.
Do you want to tell everybody what our sewer payment goes to next year? Our sewer debt payment?
Mm-hmm. I
think it goes from 800,000 to 110,000.
I don't know if it goes that lower, but it's pretty low. Let me open my
Yeah.
Yeah, we got a lot of debt service payment going lower next year.
Yeah.
And we're going to need that to make up for BASF, I'm sure.
So I just wanted to clarify, on sheet 22, it says that the shared service agreement for the police is going to be $2,501,000, but you're saying it will be $40,000 less than that,
yes.
I believe?
Yes, I just changed it on the computer. Hold on. Laptops are better than surfaces.
No.
22. I changed it to 2,272,891. And you will get a complete budget package before, you know, the introduction tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Not tomorrow. Next Tuesday.
Yeah.
So if I put... So I need $7,030. So if I put $7,000 in surplus, then the budget is $3.05. Can we leave the $3.05? Mm-hmm. Or I can put it in $3.05.
Yeah. So then you would have flat if we take it out of surplus. The governing body.
And everybody's okay with that.
And then we're done. I mean, we're just going to walk away then and be done.
It's up to you.
It's a flat budget. We have not increased taxes. We
lowered sewer.
We've given something back to the community this year.
and we'll be increasing road paving.
We've budgeted $200,000 in sewer for Mill Pond decommissioning.
How much?
$200,000.
It'll be a nice headache off of us.
And that's the what, I'm sorry?
The Mill Pond Dam decommissioning.
Okay.
$200,000?
Correct.
That's coming out of the sewer account anyway.
Correct, yes.
So that doesn't have any bearing on it.
Not on the current budget. But we put $200,000 for the decommissioning and lowered the sewer for the residents, which does impact us.
But I don't think that's going to cost $200,000.
That's good.
If it doesn't, then we'll have more in its fund balance.
Right, we're anticipating the work.
And we can lower the rate a little more.
Is that the $200,000 under capital outlay?
In its sewer budget.
Under the appropriations for sewer utility?
Yes.
That's meant for the dam?
Yes.
So, but, we're here to answer any questions you have on the budget. So if you have any questions,
I don't like them.
Keep in mind when we have the final numbers from the township, which we'll have by Monday morning, we can provide you with the state worksheet, which will
Tuesday
meeting. It'll be a lot easier to read. You'll see it as it is presented to the state.
And you won't know until Monday we can have Sunday.
Christine, you said that you had increased the amount for buildings and grounds, is that right?
I did.
Can you just tell me where that is?
It's page 15-A. If you look at the state kind of looking forms, page 15-A, and we went from 45 to 47.9.
So that's not very much of an increase.
It's not very much. It's a small increase. It's just planning for the unexpected, which seems to keep coming up in this building.
Yeah.
I have a question. Under the mayor and council on the appropriations on sheet 12, what are the other expenses of $7,400 and last year was $7,200? I understand when you add everybody up in here, that's where you get the $14,500.
Right. The $7,400 other expenses comes from your dues that is paid to the New Jersey State League of Municipalities, and also it pays for the borough website, and he had a slight increase in his fees as well.
Okay.
That also runs our email server, all the updates,
yeah.
All the web blogs.
It's our domain, yep.
Correct.
And that's under mayor and council.
It is under mayor and council. There is some reserve in there for things like classes. I know, Josephine, did you attend that class?
I did.
For newly elected officials? When we pay for the League of Municipalities registrations, it comes out of the mayor and council line item as well.
And just so you're all aware, we did set a policy that anybody who does want to go to a course, no matter what it is for the money out of that, it should have council approval ahead of time. That way we don't get overrun on it.
One thing that had a, for this type of budget, a large increase is municipal service reimbursements for the garbage and snow removal for the condo association. We went from $25,000 to $50,000 in this budget to make sure we have adequate funds to reimburse all the associations. It's snow removal.
Right, this is for Washington Square. They're not they have a homeowners association. Okay. There's a law in the state of New Jersey that they provide, because they pay homeowners fees, association fees, their association provides them with the services that the municipality would normally provide them for.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to reimburse the association
mm-hmm.
for equal to what our cost would be.
Mm-hmm.
And since they're fully, they're almost fully built out now, they may be at full capacity. I'm not 100% on that.
I don't know that everything has COs. But
okay, so they're just about at full capacity. We had to raise it to 50,000 to cover their plowing, salting, garbage pickup, and street lights.
So that's the new development on 57.
That's correct, Washington Square.
What are we doing for the rec commission?
17.
We left the same as last year, at 7 to 6,000, a bit over 7 to 6,000.
So are we paying for the 76,000 and that includes salaries?
Well, what we've done last year, and it does, but what we do is we hand rec commission 76,000 and then all of the salaries for the secretary and the rec director comes out from
the 76,000. Okay. Are we hiring a DPW worker to work there?
We hire 2 seasonals to work there. And last year, both seasonals came out of the recreation budget.
Okay, good. There were 2 seasonals last year.
That's correct.
March until September?
They stagger. One begins in April to September. The other is May to October, end of October, to cover soccer season.
Is any department looking for anything big this year?
Well, I think we have everything laid out for you on the capital page.
There's $297,000.
What, $200,000 is streets and roads?
$75,000 is a dump truck. $10,000 is a server because the computer we have here is on its last leg. It's not even already on the respirator. And there's another $10,000 for the fire equipment. And there's $2,000 so we can start building the capital improvement fund. And it's a good idea to have some reserve and capital improvement fund in the long run because that's what allows us to issue debt at a later date and have down payments. So if we put $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, whatever we can every year, that just makes it easier the years after.
Mm-hmm. I was looking at anything like big purchases.
Just another mason dump, and the fire department is requesting the $10,000 to replace air bottles to meet NFPA standards.
And how much was the server that was 10 also?
We took $10,000 because it's more than just the buying the machine. We have to get somebody in here with the knowledge to set it up, to configure it. I don't know. I didn't ask what the fire department's plan is with the old bottles.
No, Mike. So I just want to go back. So last year, how much was there budgeted for streets and roads?
$100,000.
So it's doubling that. Well, that's good because it seems like that's something that people really want us to put money into, is our streets and roads. Is that enough, and this is probably for another time, but is that enough to pave Flower Avenue if we wanted to? I thought that was a very expensive project. So
it is.
All right. So probably the answer being
probably
yeah.
not. Maybe a portion of it.
I mean, the worst of it's up on that, when you go up the hill. I mean, it's so bad, I don't even go that way anymore. Because when it rains or snows, there's hidden holes.
What, the top? Because
I was told that it would be close to $600,000 for the road.
Go down
it's a long
State
road.
Street.
State Street looks like a minefield going off over there.
Well, I mean, I guess that's the only reason I was asking, because I know that we have a lot of streets and roads in really bad condition, so I get that we want to try to do it as we can save money, but I feel like...
You should talk to Dawson, because I spoke to him. You may not necessarily have to rip it up, there's other options that are... This DOT stuff doesn't come back. We're never going to be able to save it. That road, I live on it, but I'm not saying it because I live on it. That's the road where so many other roads connect, and when they built the new development in the township up there.
People collect the street.
Yeah, everybody collects to it.
You know, the southern part of Prospect Street looks like a minefield. I bet you can say that about every road that hasn't been paved in the last 3 years.
Well, Grand Avenue, that's even worse.
The only one we don't have to worry about, the Park Avenue.
What's that?
The only road we don't have to worry about is Park Avenue between the Hackhold Street and Route 31, because that's going to get paved before.
I think we should talk to Dawson and see what other alternatives are, because he had some ideas when I spoke to him. And then Christine, realistically, with the way the budget is now, do you think that the following years, because we have to anticipate with DOT, that realistically the following year we can put another 50 or another 100 on top of the two that we reserved? Do you think that's doable with the sewer debt going after this?
Sewer debt going down? To put another $250,000 to $100,000 on streets and roads?
So the sewer utility is separate.
Yeah, to do with the current.
But our debt is also going down.
There's other bonds. Right, there's other bonds that are going down. Is it realistic to come up with another 50?
I think yes.
We could work it.
Because I think we've purchased a lot of much needed equipment in the past 2 years. We've replaced the boiler. We've purchased a loader. We've purchased a mason dump. We have another one this year. I think if we take care of these big ticket items that a lot of the departments need, this extra money, or this money that we're laying out to these big ticket items, we can put into streets and roads next year.
Okay.
So that's my opinion. Yeah. I don't know how you feel about that, but.
Question. Don't we have some people coming up in the next couple of years going to be looking at retirement?
If they have?
No, I'm just saying.
I cannot speak to anyone's retirement. I know.
No, I'm just saying, didn't that, would that change budget too?
It could.
It would, but you can't.
I know.
Until it's announced, yeah.
Well, they could even file their papers, and they can rescind it 30 days. Is it 30 days prior?
30
days after retirement, it can be rescinded.
No, I'm just looking down the road.
It can change it dramatically, but you have no idea if what kind of
outcome
impact.
You don't know the impact until it happens.
The one thing that does bring up is the if that does occur, the people trading in their sick time. Do we have enough reserve for
to cover that?
Cover that
shit. We have not put anything in the reserve for that.
Okay.
Because we are...
It would be in the fund balance for that, or...?
Well, if we know that somebody is retiring...
Yeah.
You know...
It's a maximum of $10,000, right?
I believe the CWA contract is 15.
Right. You know, at that time, we could look and see... I mean, there's obviously... Usually, when somebody walks away, there's not somebody already standing there waiting for that job. So there's a process. There's some time lapses, so there's some funds available. And, you know, if they let us know early enough, we can budget for it in that year's budget, because the impact is we don't have police that has $70,000, $80,000, $100,000 package when they walk out.
Right.
15 is much easier to handle, and, you know,
yeah,
we can figure it out.
If two or three walk out.
Correct.
It could be a problem.
Right. No one has announced any retirement plans.
I'm just looking down the road.
Right. Good time. Yeah.
Just in case, you know, somebody decides to...
Yeah. Okay. I mean, long as we are.
Nobody's fine.
I'm only kidding.
I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about other departments.
Yeah.
We don't really have a lot of full-time people anyway, so.
All right. Do we have anything else to deal with the budget, or are we done?
We can introduce it and then change it before we vote on it.
Correct.
Okay.
And I can assure you that in the introduction and the day you're going to vote on the final budget, there is going to be changes. You know, it could be that
they're snow related.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't know how many more storms, hopefully none, but who knows. We could get grants that we need to put in the budget. So usually there is amendments. There are some amendments that require mm-hmm. additional public hearing, and there are some amendments that do not. But there is usually an amendment to the budget.
Mm-hmm. That does include that special one-day pickup for logs, right, in this budget? We did last year, that one-day pickup.
The rubbish.
That's part of this budget. We have a four-year contract with Blue Diamond.
Right.
And that's part of what we pay them.
So that one-time pickup is still in this budget?
That's correct.
Mm-hmm.
It is in the next 4 years. It's in for the
next four years.
Okay. Four?
Well, it's a four-year contract.
It's a four-year contract. So it's
2 years
year.
After today.
This is the third year,
show.
Isn't it?
Mm-hmm. No, it's
mm-hmm.
the second year.
It's only the second.
This
well,
year and two
second
more.
Year. Right,
yeah,
and
two
more
years
left
on the Blue Diamond contract.
Right.
I didn't know if that was...
Remember, we voted on it, and she went out for our contract
right.
to get them, and that
right.
was last year.
That was last year.
Right.
I just didn't know if
it was... Right, yeah, it was definitely last year because I was out
right.
on medical, and Dawson had the opening for me, and then we did
right.
it in January.
I didn't know if that was still in the budget.
It is. It's part of the contract for the entire length of the contract.
Do we know if we're going to get rate increases for more professionals?
Didn't you already award the contracts in January?
Oh, yeah, we did.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's it.
It's been a long day.
Sorry.
A very long day.
Mm. If anything, you should have degrees.
Okay, I'm going to have to do it again.
Okay. Another 2 cents from the nurse?
Yes, another 2 cents?
No, $2.
Oh, $2, because I was like, I can do 2 cents.
What is a penny? What is a penny?
37,000. A little bit over.
Plus.
37.4, is it still right around there?
37.8?
No. 37.1,
2469. Increase. 37.1, 2469. Do we have anticipated numbers for when we lose the ASF, what that's worth? We don't, and we looked at it at least a year ago, because they have the usage and then they have reserve capacity. So they either pay one way or another, and the jury was out at that time if they're going to maintain reserve capacity for, you know, for the benefit of selling their facility to somebody.
You're talking about the sewer capacity.
Right, correct. So if they're still going to maintain that capacity, they'll still pay the bill. Now, if they give it up, then there's an impact, obviously, on us. But we weren't sure which way they're going to go. If they're just going to abandon everything, move away, and say, not selling it, destroy it, you know, take it over, we don't care.
Well, what they did in Belvedere is they took everything down, all the buildings down. It's just
yeah.
a vacant piece of property.
Wow.
You know, that's what I would anticipate being done here.
Flatten the land.
Yeah,
yeah.
I agree with you. I think that
how much
plan.
Land is that about that they're taking up now?
14 acres? 14, 16 acres, somewhere in that area, I think it is. Don't quote me on that. I'm not positive.
M&M wanted to build this.
Like a... Candy factory?
That would do it before they built the
candy
factory.
You want the candy from there, right? You want the chemical candy?
That was years ago. We gave it a look at
me too.
All right, so what is the sewer debt going down to next year? First sewer payment? From what to what?
Give me a second. Let me find the sewer.
To alleviate some fears about the sewer.
To what?
Second,
let me find
it's going down to about 800,000.
Let me find the debt on it. My mother lost it.
Is it 16 or 17?
Well, it's in 17, the debt drops off substantially.
Okay, so it's 17.
So, here's my sewer combined debt. In 2016, it's 816. In 2016, it's 846. In 2017, it's 844. And in 2018, it's 170,000. So it's from 17 to 18 where it drops from 844 to 170,000.
Yeah.
And can you just
just because I don't understand why that happens so suddenly, what will, it will be just something gets paid off entirely?
Right, correct. Mm-hmm. We have the, some infrastructure loans, waste treatment loans, that they will be paid off. And once they're paid off, we just have a small loan left over.
Okay. So that's after 2017,
yeah,
going into 2018, that's
correct.
The budget,
yes.
That we would realize that.
Yes.
From the sewer. And then, but there is some other debt that is going down significantly sooner than
in
that?
In our budget.
Right.
In a second. Not anytime soon.
Not soon.
Like 2023.
That's what I thought.
2023.
So that's a long way
out. Yeah,
we'll
see.
I think we had this conversation that
we
would be here.
Yeah. We got it.
Okay, do we have anything else?
Nope.
Yeah. I would accept a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions?